Hello, hello. Praise God. Now I'm going to try to fake it. While you're standing, would you tell somebody that God is going to move on you mightily this season? God is doing a mighty work right now. God's people are being changed and transformed. So praise God. You may be seated if you like. Well, anyway. Okay, right now is the season of awe. Right now, we read about the Old Testament, we study the Word of God, we study the Torah, but the fact is, the half-Torah has the prophets. And Isaiah prophesied to Judah in Jerusalem, and we see the other prophets that we have today. They prophesied to the nation Israel, the northern nation. We have Judah and we have Israel, which caused the separation. But the northern nation went into captivity. And we see these three prophets are trying to encourage God's people who are in captivity. At the same time, Judah, Isaiah, is prophesying to his people so they won't go in captivity because it's time to return to God. Right now, we're looking at the fact that there are three half-Torahs, three prophets that are from Israel, and Hosea, and Joel, and Micah. And what God is saying is during this 10 days of awe, we're seeing the fact that this particular Sabbath is called Sabbath Shuvah, which is returned to Israel, returned to God, returned. And what happened with Israel is they were just like us today. When we look at the prophets and the Old Testament and the Torah, we look at them and we say, oh, those silly Jews, oh, those poor people, why didn't they get on fire for God? Why didn't they return to God? Well, actually, the prophets are not just talking to them, they're talking to the God in us who is to come. And so we've come right now. We were the God, the people of the God of who is to come, but right now we're the people of the God of who is. And the God who is unfortunate because we're so caught up in second coming. We're caught up in the future. We're caught up in rapture, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, amillennial. Who cares? God's going to do what God's going to do. And God's people have to be excited about the fact there is a God who was. Praise God. And the God who is right now is the fact that he is the God who's saying, return, Israel. Return to me. Return to me. Get your heart right with me. Get on fire for God today. Amen. If we understand the Word of God, the Torah is God's teaching and instruction. It's not some law that we have to be worried about. But the fact is, God's teaching and instruction is what God wants on our heart. And the Word of God is the Torah. And the Torah is going to establish God's people because Paul says the goal of the Torah is what? Yeshua, Mashiach. If the goal of the Torah is the anointing of God, then we need to know the God who is. And the God who is the God who's going to restore Israel, restore God's people. When you go out and witness, we go, hey, how are you doing? How's the rapture coming? You know, we're so caught up in the future that we miss the God who is. And the God who is the God who causes us to have a broken and contrite heart. We've been so arrogant because, my golly, we used to be Christians, praise God, we didn't care about anything. But we came into Torah and, praise God, we got it all. And we're the ones who God is saying, return to me with a broken and contrite heart instead of the arrogance that you have. So this whole portion of these three prophets are saying, return, Israel, return to God. Yahweh's desire is to forgive his children if only they will have a broken heart and repent. The fast of Yom Kippur is coming, it's mentioned, but as well as the rewards as we proclaim Yahweh in our midst. The fast of Yom Kippur is in fact the day of atonement is Kapparoth. Kapparoth is the covering on the mercy seat. And guess what's on the covering of the mercy seat? God's cherubim. And God's covering is upon God's people for those that return to God. When we see what God is doing in the world today, I was, well, it doesn't matter where I was at, but I met a woman who was a Christian who was so worried about whether I was vaccinated or not. And she had a mask, and she was a Christian, been vaccinated. And the fear on her was so strong, it made me want to move my chair. And the fear of God, I mean, the fear upon the world today, Christians and non-Christians, is not of God. The spirit of fear is the spirit of Hasatan, the spirit of the flesh, the spirit of our own losses. And yet, she had a mask on, she was vaccinated. I wanted to say, you should be the one fearing me. I mean, not fearing, I should be the one fearing you because you've been vaccinated, you got the mask. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Fear is all over God's people today. And who's going to take that fear off? Because we are going to share the word of God, of the God who is. Praise God. And Hosea's prophecy were full of judgment and punishment. And this is what God's people need to realize. If we're not walking in his presence, if we're not walking in his repentance, then judgment and punishment is upon us. But they finished up with returning to God. They were intended to turn the people away from their sins and restore Israel to the rightful place with Yahweh, to give the people of Israel his hope for salvation and rescue God's people from destruction. God's people from destruction. God is going to be right with us today. There are people around the world for the last 5,000 years, 4,000 years, who have loved God but yet gone through the Holocaust. They've gone through destruction. They've gone through persecution. But the fact is, they knew their God rules and reigns, and they weren't worried about destruction. They weren't worried about death. They weren't worried about, gee, I need to be raptured. They weren't worried about the God who is to come. They know the God who is. And the God who is going to take care of us because he's also the God who is to come. As we study the Torah and the prophets, we begin to see the God who was, but the God who was is sharing the Torah and the prophets that the same Israel is us. And us needs to realize that the prophets were talking to us today, yesterday and today, because the God who is trying to wake up his people. Wake up, O Israel. Isaiah was all about arise and shine, for the glory of God is upon you. Upon who? When Jesus stood up during the Haftorah in Jerusalem at the synagogue, he read, "The Spirit of God is upon me." So we think that Scripture is all about him. But the fact is, when you read it, it says the Spirit of God is upon me. Not me, you. The Spirit of God is upon you, and he's anointed you to bring the whole concept of the God who is to the world today. Our world doesn't know the God who is, but our world's going to know the God who is. And the prophecies of God are going to be fulfilled by the bride who knows God. When Messiah said, "Depart from me, I never knew you," he's talking about the fact that we may know him. We're a good Christian. Praise God. We sing about him. We know all about him. We read about him. We have sermons all about him. But the fact is, Jesus said, "I didn't know you. Even though you prophesied my name, you cast out realms of darkness in my name, I never knew you. I never knew you." No, you knew us, but no. He said, "I never knew you." Well, the fact is, what he's saying is, you need to arise. You need to be broken, a broken and contrite heart. We need to stop our arrogance of what we call Christianity. Praise God, we're going to heaven, you're going to hell. Ha, ha, ha. And our arrogance is an abomination to God. A broken and contrite heart means that we care about God's people. We're broken for God's people. We care about God's people. When we heard about Afghanistan and the believers that were being tortured and killed, we broke in tears. Our heart goes out to them because we want to have a broken and contrite heart. And let's see, Hosea's prophecies were all about restoration. Micah, his name means who is like Yahweh? Who is like God? Micah, Mika Moka, Michaela, yeah. Michelle is a variation of that name. It's all about who is like God. He was in northern Israel, and Micah's writing occurred during the reigns of the king of Jehoram and Ahaz, but his prophecies were written during the time of the restoration of Hezekiah. Hezekiah was walking in realms of death, and God gave him 15 more years in which he was restoring the prophets and the Torah. And Hezekiah's reign, which may have brought about the spiritual reformation that Micah had initiated. Jewels mean the Lord is God, Yahweh is God. And when God used him to judge Israel, God sent Joel to get his people to turn from their sins so he could restore the nation. I didn't understand you. Okay. Israel was occupied by the foreign power. When Joel prophesied in the era, most scholars date the book after the exile to Babylon and the loss of freedom into captivity. The loss of freedom into captivity. Does that sound like anything that is upon us today? We are slowly losing our freedom because we're not united as a body of Christ. We're still separated by our doctrine, by our division. And God doesn't care about it. Jesus said, I pray they can become one. And we basically say, well, we don't buy that, Jesus. We want to be separate. We're independent. Our church doesn't worship with that church because we don't believe the way they believe. And they don't believe the way we believe. So, we're going to just be our own little people to ourselves. We're going to hide in our own little synagogue. But the fact is, God wants to break down these dividing walls because God's power is going to be in the bride. For all those that love God with all the heart and love the neighbor as themselves, God's authority is going to be in their oneness. And the authority of God is coming on this earth today with or without us. With or without us, God is going to have his kingdom reign on this earth. Messiah prayed, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in heaven as it is in heaven, be upon the earth. So it's coming to the earth. God's authority is coming to the earth. God's kingdom is here already. Praise God. Anybody know God's kingdom? Yes. The kingdom of God rules and reigns. And God's authority is there. Somebody was telling me yesterday that his ministry is for the cleansing of the temple. And he felt like he should go into these churches and be like, you know, Jesus and kick out the money changers and all that. And I finally said, that isn't the temple of God. Who cares about the churches? There's people in the church that are the temple of God, and the temple of God needs to be cleansed. When it's cleansed, praise God, when we teshuva, when we repent, return to God, the authority and the power of God is upon us. And let's see. Joel called the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem to lament and return to the Lord, Yahweh, during the time of national disaster. And right now, I don't know if you know it, but there is a national in America disaster. And the spiritual becomes the physical. The captivity that we have as believers becomes very physical. And when we see that, we need to realize that God is going to use his people. Hosea 14, 1 and 2, return Israel, Teshuvah, or Yeshuvah Israel, to Yahweh your God. For your guilt has made you stumble. Listen to this. Take your words with you and return to Yahweh and say to him, and this is your prophecy, forgive our guilt and accept what is good, and we will pay instead of bulls, instead of the offering of flesh, we will pay with the offering of our lips, which is a Hebrew idiom for your heart. When your heart goes to God, praise God, God is restoring the restoration of God, because our forgiveness is out there. So take words with you. Prophesy over your life. Prophesy over your family. Your words are yea and nay, but your words are the authority of God. And when you have the power of God in you, praise God, you've got the Holy Spirit, then know that God is using you and going to use you to change this world. Praise God. Isaiah 1:11 says, Why are all these sacrifices offered to me? I'm fed up with your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened animals. I get no pleasure from the blood of bulls and lambs of goat. God wants a broken and contrite heart. Micah 7:18, who is the God like you, pardoning the sins and overlooking the crimes of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, praise God, forever he delights in grace. This is God. God delights in grace. When you realize that Jesus is the God of the Old Testament, the God of grace in the New Testament, and we forget about the old because God is an ogre, but the fact is God is full of grace. God's authority and love is out there because God says, love me with all your heart. Let me circumcise your heart. Let me bring you to a point that you're broken before me. And in the world, you'll see what needs to be corrected and you'll begin to take words. You will begin. Look at somebody and say, he's talking about you. I'm talking about you. Look at somebody and tell them that. Get excited. Get involved. Don't sit there like a bunch of clouds on a bunch of logs on a cloud or whatever. But God delights in his authority. In Micah 7:19, he will again have compassion on us. He will subdue our iniquities. You will throw all your sins into the depths of the sea. This is God talking about. He's taken your sins and he's thrown them in the depths of the sea because you've returned to him. Teshuvah, you've got a broken and contrite heart and God is going to use you. Look at somebody and say, God is going to use you. Begin to prophesy over somebody. God is going to use you up here in the front row of your vest. And back there, praise God, in the back row too. We keep the back row reserved for all the sinners, and so I'm glad you're here, praise God. And I hope you feel bad. I hope you feel so bad that you'll move up front. There's a whole row up here. So anyway, praise God. And Joel says, blow a ram's horn, blow the trumpet in Zion, set apart a fast, call an assembly. This is Yom Teruah. Yom Teruah is the day that God says, the authority of God is upon you. Arise, repent, teshuvah, and God's glory is being restored. And that's why we've got these 10 days of awe so you can be on your face and seek God with all your heart. By the time we get into Yom Kippur, the covering of God, Kippuroth, we see God's authority is upon us and our forgiveness is there because our hearts are clean. That's why we wear white, and that's why we fast. To praise God and to know that he's there. And I'm running out of time. And after this, it shall be that I pour out my spirit on all flesh. When we understand that, all flesh in Hebrew, we're talking about God's flesh. I'll pour out my spirit upon my people. And we need to realize that there is a people of the world of God that are more important than the world. And I'll prove that in just a second. And your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men like me will dream dreams. And your young men like you guys will see visions. And God's authority is moving today. And we need to see the Holy Spirit move on our people today. Not so much about the God of who was, but so that we can establish the God of who is. And in Joel 2:32, and it shall be that everyone who calls in the word kara, or cries out or repents, everyone who repents and cries out on the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh shall be delivered. And the word delivered, malath, means to escape. And the rapture is all about escape. And we get caught up in something that's not scriptural. There is no rapture in the Bible. And we miss where God says that if you call upon my name, I will help you escape death. I will preserve you. I will save you. So praise God. Somebody say, I've escaped.
Escape.
Somebody arise. Somebody shout glory, hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody say, so be it.
So be it.
God's presence is going to rule and reign upon this earth, right? Amen. Praise God. I think I'm done. There we go. Praise God. Well, that's all for me. So praise God. So may God's glory be upon you.